June 2007, Section 3, Question 24. Now, with this one, it says, which one of the following principles, if valid, would most help to justify? So, in this case, we want to create an if-then statement that basically has a giant version of what was stated in the passage's evidence as the if, and then the conclusion as the then. So, it's a really big if-then. So it says, romantics who claim that people are not born evil, but may be made evil by the imperfect institutions that they form, cannot be right. Okay, so this is saying these other people are wrong. So our conclusion is they can't be right. Or in other words, that it's not true that people are not born evil, but can be made evil. For they misunderstand the causal relationship between people and their institutions. So it's saying, for they don't understand this. After all, institutions are merely collections of people. So institutions are merely collections of people. So the conclusion is institutions can't make people evil. And the evidence in favor of it is that people create the institutions. So now we look for an if-then that's going to make that work. So it says people acting together in institutions can do more good or evil than can people acting individually. No, that's actually the opposite of what this one is saying. So, B, institutions formed by people are inevitably imperfect. Well, no, it's not. That's not going to make this argument right to say that institutions are imperfect. What we need is something that's going to say, if people make up the institutions, then it's not institutions making people evil. C, people should not be overly optimistic in their view. No, that's not really what this one's saying. D, a society's institutions are the surest gauge of that society's values. Well, no, that doesn't really tell us a whole lot. So we're hoping that E is going to be good. And then E, the whole does not determine the property of the things that compose it. Well, yeah. If we look at that one for a minute, that one seems similar. It's saying, so the whole, meaning the institution, does not determine the properties of the things that compose it, so it doesn't determine the properties of the people, so the whole, the institution, can't make people evil because it won't determine the properties of those who compose it. So E is our best answer. Now what you can see is that it's a really, really vague generalized version of what the passage stated, and therefore it is our correct answer in this case.